Okay, so this week we're going to start to talk a little bit about some of the inyanim relating to Friday nights, to Leil Shabbos. We're going to, work our way through the next couple of weeks, the different time periods that are there on Shabbos. Either Kabbalah Shabbos, now we're into the moving on as Friday night develops. So, if you recall, we mentioned months back the idea that the Torah brings down that the reason why the tefillos of Shabbos are different one from the next. Now we say three different Shemoneh Esreis, Friday night and Shabbos morning, and by Mincha Mashein Kein, any other time out of the year during the week, during the same Shemoneh Esrei, during Yom Tov, the same Shemoneh Esreis. Shabbos, you have three different tefillos, and if you recall, the Torah mentioned the idea that there are shalosh shabbosos. There are three shabbosos that are packed into everyone singular Shabbos: Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon. And those three shabbosos we mentioned then also were corresponding to three different things. You had something that was called the Shabbos of Maase Bereishis, the Shabbos Bereishis. You have the Shabbos of Matan Torah during the morning, and the Shabbos of the Asil Lava, the Yom Shikolo Shabbos of Menucha, the Chaye Olam. Three time periods, which if we stop and think about it, span the entire gamut of history. The Shabbos of Maase Bereishis, the Shabbos of Matan Torah, which gave a purpose and meaning to the world, right? That's the creation of the world, the maintainment, the upkeep of the world, the entire world order. And then, of course, you have the future, the Olam Haschar, Olam Haba, etc. That's you in terms of time, right? That's everything. Okay, you can't get more than that. And there's a special Shabbos, so to speak, that's there during each one of those times. We mentioned also, Amal, that the Gimel Shabbosos also corresponded to the three major Yesodos and Ikari Amuna, okay? The Metzias of Hashem and the idea of the Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Kol Yochel of the Ribbono Shel Olam, brought out by each one of those three different events in history, okay? The past and the present and the future. Again, we'll try to make our way through each one of those things as we go along. Okay, as we brought out at the very, very beginning, also just to remind us of a couple of important things as we're starting off. We saw a couple of places in the Psukim and Chazal. If you remember, it's even this week's parsha. If you recall, and Rishon was like rather long, but if you look back to the to Rishon, you'll see where the a lashon of Yediya once again, comes up, and we have the idea that on Shabbos is something that a person has to have an understanding of, a Yediya about, in order to properly understand and internalize and process all of the lessons that are coming out over the course of a Shabbos. So that's what we're gonna start off with. over here tonight. So let's talk a little bit about their Friday nights. So one of the things that I'm just going to mention quickly, that go hand in hand, this is true in many, many areas of Ruchnius, not only when it comes to Shabbos, but in Shabbos only, in Yom Tov and other places as well. There is a double-edged sword that we use in the world of Avodah for a person to be able to properly receive, right, and channel all of the lessons and all of the koach that he's supposed to be getting, to get all the stuff that he's supposed to be getting out of it. Difference from, they use words like hashpos, there are things that Hashem is going to shine down and pour down into the world that we're supposed to be able to to get and to gain from, etc. And there's a two-pronged, what is two-pronged? The two-pronged
fork.
fork. Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
Attack. Two-pronged attack.
Okay, there's like there are two things that go into allowing a person to be able to access all of the kedusha and all of the lessons that exist during many, many different things in life. One of them is the koach hatfilah, okay, and the other is the suda that a person has that follows the tefillah. The Zohar Kadosh brings down that the sudos that a person has on Shabbos are makbil; they correspond to each one of the tefillos. And what a person is davening for during those tefillos that Hashem is listening to, and allowing the person access, they're able to come to fruition. They're able to take hold only when the person has the sudo, when the person is doing the special act of eating and the onik Shabbos, you know, that exists, and that's what gives a kiyum onto the onto all the things that the person had just davened about. So, for example, that the Rosh Hashanah writes Biarichas Nesidra Harashash. Let's say on Leil Pesach, he points out that people get very, very tired. You're running around and whatever it is, and if you want to build up the seder, so sometimes Meiriv on Pesach night can be a little bit. You fall asleep and you doze, you get your nap before the. Before they say, and the Shash points out that people sometimes don't appreciate that all of the things that a person is about to gain during the Pesach Seder are all there, already take place during the Meirav time, right? And the Meirav is the kovei of what's going to take place. That's where it's all given over. But what allows us to access, to be able to receive, so to speak, all of those things are the sudos that a person is having. Now we're not really, I shouldn't say now, we're probably not going to speak tonight about the Friday night suda yet. We might, we'll see where we get up to. But one has to keep in mind that the tefillah and the suda very, very carefully, very, very carefully and closely, connected with each other. And the sudos and shabbos are very, very special things. They're not just meals that we have lunch and and supper and all those kind of Friday night dinners. And all those things. Shalshut is one. There's no other word for that. Just in shalshut. That's all you have. But the other one, sometimes we're usually special machalos Shabbos a little bit when we refer to the sudas by the weekday, mundane, kind of names. One looks in the Rambam. When the Rambam describes how a Shabbos, his vision of what a Shabbos is all about. So the Rambam Tekka writes that in Perek Lamed Halacha Tes of Hilchos Shabbos, Chayiv Adam Lechol Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos, Achas Arvis, Achas Shachris, V'Achas B'Mincha. Okay? There's Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha. We definitely use the names of the tefillos, that are there. And the Rambam goes on to describe. We're not going to read all the words in the Rambam, but the Seder Hayom that a person is meant to follow on Shabbos is an Arvis, is a davening, followed by a Suda, by a davening in the morning, followed by a Suda. Whatever the significance of that formulation, of that order that's there, right, is like we said a second ago, Davka, the Suda and the Tefillah and the Suda have that connection that we just mentioned a second ago. So there's a Meiriv Suda, there's a Shachra Suda, and then a Dram calls it a Mincha Suda. Yeah, very interesting expression that's there. Sometimes people, I think sometimes in modern day times, when people want to make early Shabbos on Friday nights during the summertime, they have anticipation, they can't wait until Shabbos starts. The people start some things early and get a jump on the gun, but so some of these people dive in Meirav early also, which has its different shilas about, again, we're not going to discuss now, but sometimes you have people who are want to try to out frumicize the world, so they'll they don't want to dive in Meirav too early, so sometimes what people do is they'll make Shabbos early, they'll eat a suda, and then they'll go to a later minyan Friday night after they're done, which mitzad the Hilchos Tefillah is probably okay to do. Mitzad understanding the whole picture or the system of how Shabbos works is probably not the best thing in the world to do. The Rambam seems to say, and the Gradik paid about this also, that the sudas davka should follow all of the tefillas. That's the Rambam. So if you're just a regular old brisker type, so you would make sure to always do that. And if you're more the machshava type, like we said, that in the world of the Ari and the Zohar Kadosh, like we said, there's a very big and important reason behind that. Okay, now let's talk quickly about the davening Friday night, and then we'll see where we could be all over. We'll see. So the nusach of the tefillah Friday night, we speak Ata Kiddush is Yom Hashvi L'Shemecha Tachlis Ma'ase Shemayim Va'aretz. Okay, the Friday night tefillah, right, that we mentioned before, right? The Friday night tefillah we mentioned before is the entire experience of Friday night is meant for us to chazer over our emunah and the idea of Maisa Bracious, the chiddush of the olam, chiddush olam. The world is a new place. The world was an akadmon. The world was created by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mechadesh betuva b'chol yom tamin, the Maisa Bracious. Right, that's the first stage that's there in a person's emunah. And emunah in the idea that there's a creator of the world, and the world is not a new place, the world has a purpose, the world has a plan, etc. So that's going to be the theme of what we're going to be speaking about during the Friday night davening. Just make a couple of quick hours and just explain as we're going along what the nusach of the bracha is. So Ata Kiddush is Yom Hashvi L'Shemecha. Here you have a machlok, it's different mefarshim on the Siddur, all the different Rishonim who write about the Siddur, Rishonim and Achron write about the Siddur. There seem to be two schools of thought about the expression, Ata Kiddush das Yom Hashvi L'Shmecha. Some understand that from a lashon of Kiddusha, you sanctified the seventh day. Ata Kiddush das Yom Hashvi L'Shmecha. Okay, sanctified would mean something along the lines of you made it special, whatever exactly sanctity is. It's a word that we know, but it's hard sometimes to put your finger on, but you sanctified, you made the day special. Others seem to explain that the word Ata Kiddush das Yom Hashvi L'Shmecha comes from a lashon of Kiddushin. You married as Yom Hashvi L'Shmecha. You married the seventh day. There's the Torah also brings that same place. The Chazal and Medam, the different times during Shabbos, the different stages in a marriage. A Kiddushin, a Nesuin, a Yichadrum. Ata Kiddush das as Yom Hashvi L'Shmecha. The Bnei Shalagra seems to write in his Perish on the parish of the Gra in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Beis, maybe there's perhaps a combination of the two. We remember from learning Kiddushin that Rav Shimon points out that every Kiddushin has two parts. So Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan, they speak about these ideas be'arichos, that a Kiddushin has a Maisa Kinyan that's there, and there's a Shimon's language was that there's a hisyachtus, you have a relationship that there's an ishus, a chaloshim ishus that exists between the husband and wife, and then there's the kinyan part. So you probably remember from last year that there are many discussions, but Rav Chanan in particular has trying to discover which comes first, the chicken or the egg. Is the chaloshim ishus, the kinyan iser, a result of the kinyan mama, the maisa kinyan you made, is the maisa kinyan, the kinyan that you have, a result of the kiddushin that that's there, of the kiddusha, of the sanctity of the marriage. That's there. Of course, you all remember the lashon of the Gemara and the Beis Mabeis. Masech the kiddushin also la kuli alma kehekdesh. Right, and that's where Rav Chanan speaks out the idea of the concept of when I makdish the girl to myself. Right, I make her aser. Remember that Tosis, right? Hayam Mekudesh is li at. What does Tosis say? Bishvili, right? That because of me, you're going to be also the kuli alma. So the Bnei Shalagra seems to indicate that the same concept is true over here when it comes to Shabbos. The Ribbono Shel Olam was mekadesh Ata Kiddush das Yom Hashvi L'Shmecha. You decided to marry, to form a band with Shabbos. Hashem is the chasan, Shabbos is the kala, and you took Shabbos for yourself. But the result of the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam took the Shabbos day, the Yom Hashvi, unto himself, was now the fact that Shabbos is something that's special and unique against or over all of the other days that are, what do you call it, that are there. And so both of those things, you know, seem to coexist within, what do you call it, within Shem. He actually uses the Lashon of the Gemara. He speaks about the idea that Shabbos is, the Gemara says, Asur l'kulei ama kehektesh. He uses the expression, it's Asur v'kola malachos, because of the Rabbanu Shalom's Kiddushin that was there of Shabbos. What's the point of that? The point is the next line. Tachlis Maisei Shemayim Varetz. So that's sounds like a very, very strong expression. Tachlis we would usually translate as
purpose.
The purpose, right? The purpose of Maisei Shemayim Varetz. So that sounds like an interesting thing, right? You're telling me that Shabbos is the Tachlis Maisei Shemayim Varetz. So a Pashtus, right? What that would mean is that. Means one of two different things. Either or, we have a remez. Again, we're going over all these things. Either or, we have a remez to the idea that Shabbos is a me'ein olam haba. Right, the idea that you have six sheishes yom mitavod, yom hashvi, you have Shabbos, you have shis alfei shana, the sixth millennium here in this world. You have the elef hashvi of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have many, many different little small cycles that remind us of the purpose of the bria, the whole cycle that Hashem used when He created the world. That we're all leading up to the great time of the Achras Yomim and the Olam Haba. So Shabbos as a Me'ein Olam Haba is what hooks us in to the Tachlis Shemayim Va'aretz. Or alternatively, right, and they're not necessarily different pshatim. They very much complement each other. The Tachlis Shemayim Va'aretz would mean that in terms of the Bria of Shemayim Va'aretz here in this world, the emes is Shabbos is the Tachlis Shemayim Va'aretz. The idea that a person has the ability to, like we began with, to gain all the yisodos of emuna, to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in the strongest, most complete kind of a way. The opportunity that Shabbos provides in terms of straightening us out and allowing us to go forward. So Shabbos becomes a tachlis of the Maisei Shemayim Va'aretz. Now, we speak about, we're going to just do this very quickly right now. Maybe we're rushing this now. So we're not going to do that. So next time, Yirat Hashem, we speak a little bit more about we got some introduction out of the way today. Next time, we're going to speak about Vayechulu. What the role of what that's all about, the three different vayichulus that we say, and Amir Tzishem, I'm going to start off with the Friday night Suda as well, and again along the way, but you know, finishing up with the davening, well, we're going to talk more about the yisod of the, what do you call it, the yisod of the amuna and the metzias Hashem that comes out from the Friday night things. Okay, so that's all for tonight. Let's move on to all the other goodies.